Next month, LaSalle University will auction off some of the most valuable paintings in its collection. While the school hopes to raise between $5 and $7 million to help fund educational programs, WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the plan is getting some pushback from students, faculty, and alumni.
About 15 students stood in a snowstorm outside the campus library to protest the planned auction of 46 artworks. One organizer of a group called the Friends of LaSalle Art Museum is Paul Fitzpatrick, who says the art collection is an educational component of the campus.
Brother Daniel Burke, who was one of the former presidents and really built this collection, did it as an encyclopedic collection to teach people about art, to be open to the community. This is our Heritage Week this week. If we're not really walking the talk, if we're not protecting something that was given to us in good faith, how is that good?
Since the art sale was announced over the winter break, the student group has been rallying support to convince university administrators to retain the artwork. A few weeks ago, it presented the university's president, Colleen Hanich, and its board of trustees a letter signed by 300 LaSalle alumni urging them to reconsider. The Faculty Senate also sent a letter of its own opposing the sale. In a written response, the president and board chair say they are running a whole university, not just its museum, and that recent financial challenges, quote, present difficult choices and decisions to ensure our students and university are successful. From a legal perspective, the university can use its art collection as a financial asset if it wishes, unless those who donated the art to LaSalle restricted how it could be displayed, loaned, or sold. The state attorney general is currently reviewing the auction to see if there are any legal questions. The paintings are scheduled to be part of auctions at Christie's New York on April 18th and 19th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.